Blog Talk Radio.
In the dead of night, when thy winter wounds shall not be healed from the wind which howls about your being. In the dead of night, when your friends have gone and you sit huddled by the castle's fire. In the dead of night, when all is dark, who will you be tonight? Welcome to the shadows of the Night Zone. Greetings, I'm Colin Knight, your host in the Night Zone, inviting you to join our shadow guests as we investigate the darkness and shadows which make up this diamond called Earth. And beyond. Check us out. You are in the Night Zone on blogtalkradio.com.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, madam and messieurs. Welcome to
the Night Zone.
This is a live event.
There is nothing wrong with your computer. There is nothing wrong with your audio or your video. We are controlling the transmission for the next hour. And we will control all that you hear. Let me repeat. There is nothing wrong with your computer. You are about to participate in a great adventure. You are about to experience the awe and mystery which reaches from the inner mind, the shadows of the Night Zone. Your host, Colin Knight. Good evening, Night Zoners, and welcome to another edition of the Night Zone. Welcome to the shadows. Tonight, we have a returning guest, Jeff Woolwine, bringing us Petra, Cliffs in the Sky. Hang in there.
We take you on a journey to Phoenix, Arizona.
Come on.
UFOs are among us. South Mountain, where the petroglyphs show evidence that the Indians knew all about this. March 13, 1997, the UFOs showed their presence. The Phoenix Lights, and it was seen by masses. Still people hating, still people doubting. Roosevelt came through and destroyed all the petroglyphs on the mountain, cause they knew they amounted to something, but they didn't want to admit. Now we got rumors of a UFO base under the cliffs. Vortex is letting out lights day and night. I wonder what's happening on the walls, what they write. When the light shines just at the right time, you can see snakes devour the heads of mankind. Petroglyphs in the sky, watch some UFOs fly by. We in the southwest Arizona, Sonoran Desert, UFOs are among us. Petroglyphs in the sky, watch them.
Paranormal events are not a modern phenomenon. They are mentioned in academic texts throughout history, dating back to very origins of mankind. The majority of religions from around the world have wrapped themselves in this divine return of godlike beings based upon scattered, written word. The Sumerians write of the return of godlike creatures known as the Anunnaki. These were the angels who descended to earth and bred with the daughters of men to form a workforce, a slave world, for the Anunnaki's needs. UFO sightings and paranormal events are reported throughout the world on a regular basis. Reports of incandescent or brightly colored balls of light, shafts of light, or structured flying craft
when thy winter wounds shall not be healed from the wind which howls about your being. In the dead of night, when your friends have gone and you sit huddled by the castle's fire. In the dead of night, when all is dark, who will you be tonight? Welcome to the shadows of the Night Zone. Greetings, I'm Colin Knight, your host in the Night Zone, inviting you to join our shadow guests as we investigate the darkness and shadows which make up this diamond called Earth and beyond. Check us out. You are in the Night Zone on blogtalkradio.com.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, madam and messieurs. Welcome to
the Night Zone.
This is a live event.
There is nothing wrong with your computer. There is nothing wrong with your audio or your video. We are controlling the transmission for the next hour, and we will control all that you hear. Let me repeat. There is nothing wrong with your computer. You are about to participate in a great adventure. You are about to experience the awe and mystery which reaches from the inner mind, the shadows of the Night Zone. Your host, Colin Knight. Good evening, Night Zoners, and welcome to another edition of the Night Zone. Welcome to the Shadows. Tonight, we have a returning guest, Jeff Woolwine, bringing us Petroglyphs in the Sky. Hang in there.
We take you on a journey to Phoenix, Arizona. Come on. UFOs are among us. South Mountain, where the petroglyphs show evidence that the Indians knew all about this. March 13, 1997, the UFOs showed their presence, the Phoenix Lights.
Oh,
and it was seen by masses. Still people hating, still people doubting. Roosevelt came through and destroyed all the petroglyphs on the mountain, cause they knew they amounted to something, but they didn't want to admit. Now we got rumors of a UFO base under the cliffs. Vortex is letting out lights day and night. I wonder what's happening on the walls, what they write. When the light shines just at the right time, you can see snakes devour the heads of mankind. Petroglyphs in the sky, watch some UFOs fly by. We in the southwest Arizona, Sonoran Desert, UFOs are among us. Petroglyphs in the sky, watch them.
Paranormal events are not a modern phenomenon. They are mentioned in academic texts throughout history, dating back to very origins of mankind. The majority of religions from around the world have wrapped themselves in this divine return of godlike beings based upon scattered, written word. The Sumerians write of the return of godlike creatures known as the Anunnaki. These were the angels in the sky.com. Make sure you check out his site. It's packed full of information. Good evening, Jeff. I believe we have you on the line. Good evening and welcome back
to the Shadows of the Night Zone.
And it does appear that Jeff is not on the line yet. In fact, here he comes. Good evening, Jeff. Welcome to the Night Zone, sir.
Hey, good to be here. Sorry I'm late.
No, that's okay. We had some technical gaffes anyway. I don't know exactly what has been happening with the systems lately. But ever since we did the Illuminati show, we've got nothing but serious problems, Jeff.
Is that right? Oh, that's horrible.
Yeah, it is. But welcome back, sir. You probably didn't hear it on the lead-in, but we led with the music that's on your petroglyphsinthesky.com website.
Ah, neat. The rap video.
The rap video. And who are those musical geniuses that did that song?
Well, it's a bunch of college students over here at Mesa Community College. It's just outside of Phoenix, a little city called Mesa.
Right.
And it's just a bunch of guys, you know. His name is Jeremy Fox. He's one of the lead singers there. And they just pretty much put together this little rap for me, and I stuck it all together and made a music video, and it was really cool.
Well, I got to tell you, it's certainly a catchy song and a real good story. You know, we've got the whole office area. I've been humming this and whistling it to myself as we're getting the show together. And,
hey, that's neat.
I think people are addicted. Hey, Jeff, last year you brought us the Phoenix Lights information, and recently you sent me a YouTube link with more sightings.
Yes, that's correct. I don't know if you can go to my YouTube page at Petroglyphs in the Sky, and I posted a few new sightings there. There are some old ones there that I'm kind of refreshing and redoing and stuff. Excuse me. But we do have some new ones there. We got some new lights that was happening about a week and a half ago now. I've been staking out this area. As a matter of fact, if it wasn't for this show, I'd be out there right now staking the area out. But it's been quiet out there for the last week now. So I think it's roughly safe. But I do think they should be back maybe within about a couple weeks from now. So I'm still going to be going out there and checking up on that. Easter Sunday. Now, this is very interesting. You know, the Jews, you know, they have this festival called the Passover. Okay, and I don't know if anyone has done their homework on the Bible, but this Jewish holiday that they celebrate consists with the Exodus and the Jews coming out of Egypt. Now, it was one of the plagues. It was the very last plague that God instructed his people to sacrifice the blood of a lamb, and not only eat the lamb, but pour the lamb's blood on top of the doorways of their houses, and not to come out on this certain day. For they said that the evil spirits, the death angel, was going to come by and kill all the newborn sons of the land and the cattle of the Egyptians, because the Egyptians wouldn't let their slaves go. So that was one of their plagues, was their firstborn and their cattle will die. Now, this is interesting, too, because this falls on the same day as we've getting sightings over here also. And I believe that this archangel of death is one of these UFO creatures that we're filming today. So it's very fascinating. Go ahead.
Do you think there's anything relating to the Anunnaki, this mythical Anunnaki that is talked about? Do you think there's any correlation with what you're seeing in the Phoenix skies?
Oh, yeah. You know, in the research here, you know, in the studies of this, the Anunnaki and the Ho'okam and the Mayans and all those people pretty much are the same type of race, you know, just sometimes the same correlation and then sometimes different correlations, but it all seems to be in the same area of time. So it's like when we're talking about the Anunnaki, well, we also could be talking about the Ho'okam too, because the Ho'okam is the Pima Indian word for the people who went missing. Because we don't even know what happened to these people. We didn't even know what their real names were. We just call them the Ho'okam because they up and vanished.
Yeah.
So I believe that, yes, you know, it could have a lot to do with the Anunnaki and some of the giants that we read about them.
Right. Before we get too far into the Phoenix Lights and the rest of the stuff, let me invite our listeners to go to Jeff's site at Petroglyphs in the Sky. That's one word, petroglyphsinthesky.com. So they can get a sense of the information that you have up there. And as well, go to your YouTube. Just type in Jeff Woolwine or Petroglyphs in the Sky, and it'll definitely pop up there. You know, what did you think, Jeff, when you saw these recent lights? It seems that there is a timed pattern to these things.
Oh, that's correct, yeah. These things follow the sun and they follow the seasons. Clearly the Indians, they knew about this, and what they did is on some rocks, I like to call them sun rocks, because during the winter solstice and the equinox, the sun comes over and it casts a shadow on these huge boulders, and which in turn casts a pyramid shadow up the side of a rock, up through these petroglyph spiral doorways, if you will, and it's marking the time. Now, time when these things will be here. The archaeologists, all up until this day, because they, you know, because if they would see these UFOs, then they would agree. But since they don't see these UFOs, what they come to conclude is that it's the changing of the seasons and it's time to plant corn. Okay, these people weren't stupid. They had a very highly sophisticated town here. They had their city was so sophisticated, okay? They didn't need to know when to plant corn and when not to plant corn, okay? That has nothing to do with planting corn and when the time is right. It has everything to do on when these UFOs will be here, when these creatures will be here. It has everything to do with the sightings and what goes on here at the mountains.
Right. Now the Ho'okam who you mentioned there, these are a tribe that lived for thousands of years in southern Arizona,
well before
Cortez and the Aztecs.
That's correct. You know, I find these petroglyphs out there that post-date the Ho'okam, and we're talking like caveman. Okay, very, very light, very sketched out petroglyphs. You can tell they're very, very old, and it's a different artist, you know, and you can tell on some of the way they carved. And then we have the Ho'okam. And see, those are the people that came after, you know, the caveman.
Right.
And then we have the people that were after those. So we have, actually, we have three different types of petroglyphs. Now, the ones that I'm mostly going after is the older ones, not the newer ones, you know, when they're talking about, you know, shooting a deer, you know, or talking about water and things like this. I'm going after the ones that are at least 1,000 years old. And those are the ones that we can't explain. For instance, spirals. You know, when people, when they see like a six-figure man going into a spiral, it's actually representing a doorway. You see,
right.
these things are coming and going from the mountains out here in the Valley of the Sun. The petroglyphs all over the valley here shows this. And
right.
sitting and watching the mountain there, I've seen these things so many times coming and going from the mountain. It's just incredible. So
and these are definitely moving objects in the sky.
Oh, that's correct. These things are alive. You know, going into this, I'm thinking spaceships, green guys from another planet. I'm coming out of this going, no, these things have been here the whole time. They live here. You know, it's interesting. Scientists to this day still are coming up with new species of fish in the ocean. Why not having a new species of life form here on Earth? You see, these things have always been here. They've just been secreted and quiet, and they don't come out. They only come out for certain people, or unless they want to be seen. You see, go ahead.
Do you think there are higher form of life?
Absolutely. This is you know, in my mind, in studying this so much over the last almost 20 years now, I'm down to the conclusion that these are the angels, if you will, these fallen angels, these Nephilim, these cherubims that we read about that's supposed to be on top of the Ark of the Covenant and things like this. Okay, these are, they're angels. They're the fallen ones. These are the watchers that we read about in some biblical scrolls. So they've always been here. This is their home. The world has changed four times, not only through the Indian tradition, but as other cultures as well, tells
right.
the same story, that the world has turned and has changed at least four times. Now, we're about ready to go into the fifth. And I think this is the reason why, ever since 1995, things have been really escalating over here in the city of Phoenix. Now, Mexico has been seeing these things for over 35 years now. They're used to those. But now it's starting to flock over here. And I think ever since 1995, that's when we're getting to this point where we're getting closer to 2012. And in watching this over the years, more is coming. There is so many that are out here. What is happening right now is a little mini UFO invasion that's going on secretly. And no one's watching. No one's paying attention. No one knows that it's here. You know,
I can tell you for sure that in British Columbia, Canada, as reported by Chris Holly, on Alien Seeker News and the FTTOUFO.com site, British Columbia, Canada, boy, are they getting a lot of sightings, a lot of strange
yes.
stuff going on.
Yes, yes. This year is
going
to be so hot. For some reason, those things are here. If you go to YouTube and you punch in UFO sightings 2009, look on the activity that is going on lately this year. So we're going to see a big sighting here in Phoenix, and not only here, I believe around, you know, the whole world. I think eventually, you know, people are going to start to wake up that, yes, there's something here. We're not crazy. These aren't flares. These aren't balloons. This is something, and people
this
need to wake up and watch this. Yeah.
Yeah, this is something worth watching. I tell you what, Jeff, we're going to take a quick break at this point and try and catch up to the show here because for some reason we're a little delayed getting online. So hang in there and we will do a quick one and we'll be right back.
Let me take you on a journey to Phoenix, Arizona.
Come on.
UFOs are among us. South Mountain, where the petroglyphs show evidence that the Indians knew all about this. March 13, 1997, the UFOs showed their presence, the Phoenix Lights.
Oh,
and it was seen by masses. Still people hating, still people doubting.
The following program is intended for entertainment and information purposes only. Although the Night Zone takes all precautions to bring you quality information, the Night Zone and its subsidiaries or affiliates do not accept responsibility for information provided by our guests or hosts. The Night Zone is merely the purveyor of information. You, the audience, shall judge the quality of information offered by our guests or host. We remind all of our listeners, KVADMTOR, have you seen something in the sky? Had a paranormal experience? Want to talk about it with others who are experienced anonymously? Point your browser at the FTTOUFO.com website and report your experience. Talk with others. Allow their investigative team to help you make sense of your experience. The FTTOUFO.com website. Check it out.
the story you are about to hear is true.
There's not much question at all, but there's life throughout the universe. We're not alone in the universe at all. No, for sure we're not. Now, have we been able to identify for sure where the other planets are? No, we have not. Certainly not in our solar system. But they've identified quite a number of planets now that very likely could be life there on planets. I happen to be privileged enough to be in on the fact that we have been visited on this planet. And the UFO phenomenon is real, although it's been covered up by our governments for quite a long time.
In this part of Lincolnshire, the skyline is dotted with huge wind turbines. But today, one of them isn't turning. People who live nearby say that it was hit by a UFO. When the sun came up, one of the turbines was bent and broken.
You are in the night zone on blogtalkradio.com. KVNM Talk. Phone lines are open 347-324-3287. 347-324-3287.
Back with us for another episode, Jeff Woolwine from PetroglyphsInTheSky.com. Jeff brings us a very special introspective on what's happening with the Phoenix Lights and the petroglyphs in his region.
You are in the Night Zone on BlogTalkRadio.com. Your host, Colin Knight.
I tell you, we are so far behind on our schedule, it's not even funny. But we're going to live with it because we got Jeff Woolwine with us tonight and Petroglyphs in the Sky. And Jeff, my producer, fired up a piece of paper to me during the break here. And I have to do it because if I don't, he's going to get all you-know-what on my head. Apparently, the Ho-Ho comes. Lived for over 1,000 years in southern Arizona, long before Cortez destroyed the Aztecs in Mexico or Pizarro toppled the Incas in South America. Apparently,
that's
they're
correct.
Responsible for some irrigation canals that are still in use in your area.
Oh, that's correct. Yeah, they had the best irrigation canal system in the world at that time.
And these are still evident in the area.
Oh, yeah, we still use them today, yeah. So one of them cuts right through the city, and we still use that today.
Okay, so this recent YouTube you sent me shows these strange lights again in the sky, and they seem to be at times a very methodical formation, if you will. The one bright light that you were following, and boy, you were a long ways away when you zoomed in on that. I mean, you were a good, I'd say, 2 miles maybe more?
Yeah, give or take, yeah, about 2.5 miles, yeah, away from we're looking at the Estrella Mountains there. And
right.
Actually, there's a hill. If you notice, these lights, they're moving. They're moving ever so slowly. I don't know, there's like 3 or 4 sightings up there, but one's moving very, very slowly, and he's actually resting on top of one of those hills on the mountain there. So it's very
right.
hard to see. So we got this very sophisticated camera now. So once we get him out there, we're going to capture this thing on film, and it's going to show exactly where this thing is. So it's got this awesome effect on it that we're able to actually bring out the UFOs in the nighttime. So it's going to be great. Can't wait to use it.
Yeah. I have a gentleman that just dropped into our virtual studio. Dennis, good evening, sir. Welcome to the Night Zone. Glad you could make it. We're talking tonight with Jeff Woolwine from Petroglyphs in the Sky, just to bring you up to speed so you know what's going on. And Jeff, my producer Hans, is telling me it is possible that we may have crashed your website with hits tonight.
Oh,
it,
that's
it
okay.
Certainly, but it certainly looks like they're rebuilding and coming back up. So I
okay,
do apologize.
Good.
Now, in the song, the Petroglyphs in the Sky, in that song that we used for the opening, there was a statement in there that it says that Truman came and wiped out some of the petroglyphs.
Yeah, that's correct. If you go to my website...
What was that about?
Excuse me. If you go to my website, petroglyphsinthesky.com, I go into a little bit on the CCC. Now, back in the late 30s and all into early 40s, We had the Depression back then. And what had happened is President Roosevelt at the time, now he was in a wheelchair and he couldn't get around very well. But he really didn't want people to know this. You know, it was very secret at the time. But what he did, he was curious about the land. He wanted to know more about the United States. So he sent his wife out to go investigate the land. And here's what I think that happened. Here's my hypothesis on this situation is she went out there and she found all these symbols and crazy things that the Native Americans were talking about, you know, and they were talking about. Because back then, the Indians know. Have you ever asked yourself why it's kind of hard to get a Native American up to talk about these things on camera? And when they do, they kind of dodge the question, okay? Because they were taught, the Native Americans, the Indians know that these things in the sky here are basically, we're not meant to be dealt with. We're not supposed to be seeing these things. And it's like it's for a higher purpose. It's not. There are things in this world that man is not meant to know, and I think that this is one of them. And I think that the true creator, the creator that you know made us, God and everything, the true angel, you know, I think if he had it his way, he would only assign these things, you know, to do his bidding. But see, what seems to be going on is they rebelled against him, and now that they're just able to do what they want, and.
Right.
What had happened is the Indians, they know these things. Some of the research in the library that I found, they call these things devils, and they call them demons, okay? They don't call them, you know, they're here to help us, and they don't say, you know, angels and things. They call them demons. They call them devils. In the story that has been buried for 80 years now that I uncovered in the Phoenix Library, it talks about these creatures, these Phoenix Lights, on how everything was fine up until a point where the sun worship and the sacrificing had stopped. Now, on my film, Seeing UFOs Over Phoenix, and also on YouTube, I made a little 97-minute film called Phoenix Lights and the Lost City of Cibola. You see, at one time in point, the town of City of Phoenix was named Cibola. And what it really stands for is there were seven cities of gold. Now, this is the reason why the gold rush started to increase back then. The Spanish settlers came in and everybody started looking for this gold because the rumor was there was a bunch of crazy Indians up here in this desert making gold idols and stuff. So they came in here to try to go find it.
Right.
And, you know, the story goes that they didn't find it, but I find proof, I find evidence on the mountain, and I think they did find some things up here, you know, and maybe not gold, and maybe a few royal tombs that are up here. And anyway, so when Eleanor, I believe that was her name, Roosevelt, came back and was telling, you know, the president, well, hey, you know, the Indians are talking about demons, okay, and they're talking about sacrifice, and they're talking about gold, you know, and they're talking about tombs, and they're talking about, you know, just creepy things, okay? And Roosevelt, he didn't like that, you know. He kind of wanted to make things, you know, like pleasant, you know. This is supposed to be the new United States, you know. He's going to make this, you know, he's going to make it better. So what he's going to do is he hired all these people back in the day. Now there was gold up here. There is gold up here, and
right.
They hired all the young men from the city of Phoenix to go up and to build ramadas and to build tables and to pretty much clean up the park and put some of the trails up in there and stuff like that, and to clean up the park. And also, they did some mining. There was a lot of gold mining that was going on. I found at least about 8 gold mines that I've found personally, and then on the maps that I've seen, there's about maybe 27 of them throughout the whole mountain. And some of them you can still go into, so you can still go all the way back into it. And they ended up pulling out anywhere, I think it was roughly around $60,000 worth of gold nuggets. Now, I think if they were looking for gold idols, and if they understood the whole Qam's religion and stuff, I think they would have known on where to look. But because they didn't understand the religion nor the people, they were just after nuggets. And so that was basically the thought back then, you know, gold nuggets, it's in the water, it's in the mountains, so we're not looking for gold tombs, we're not looking for anything else
so,
like that. And that's how.
So basically because of the Roosevelt era, they cleaned up the park and considered the petroglyphs to be, you know, like graffiti?
Well, they really, I think Roosevelt, because back then, that's when, like, the Dead Sea Scrolls started to come out, and some of all these old biblical things started to emerge, and you know the government's about 30 years ahead of us anyway. So it's like, you know, things started to come forward, and the government started to understand, well, you know what, you know, maybe the Indians aren't crazy, maybe there are tombs here, you know, maybe some of these stories are true, but we're not going to tell anybody about this. What we're going to do is we're going to go up there, and we're going to just tear up some of this stuff. And instead of you know, bringing it forward, they just rather buried it so they don't have to explain it. And this is what happens with the archaeologists, and we'll go on into that later. But what had happened is, so to cover up the story, to keep all the tombs, you know, buried, so they don't have to explain it, so then, you know, they don't have to make it. I don't know. It's hard to get into, but they destroyed the petroglyphs. Now, when you ask them, well, how come they're destroying these petroglyphs? And they tell you, well, we're looking for minerals. We're looking for minorite and silver and crystal. And yes, there are some precious stones up here. You know, some of those metals that were up here. And yes, they did pull some copper and some crystal and stuff and things like that out. But their real
goal was to sanitize the area.
Yeah, you know, that and to boost, you know, to get the men back to work. You know, it boosted the economy, it got the United States back up, you know, it got about a depression, and not only that, but World War II did also, because right when all this, they lived up here for about 2 years. They lived on the mountain in tents, and it's very interesting, too, because the Ho'okam, they didn't live more than maybe 21, 22 years of age. Now, this is interesting. The Ho'okam were the people that put these things together, and they were at a young age. And now the CCC comes around, the Civil Conservation Corps comes around, and they're not very old either, 17, 18, 19, 21-year-olds, and they were the ones that destroyed it. So I just find it interesting. It was young people that made it, and it was young people that destroyed it. But you can't get no one to admit this. But yet we find, you know, the boulders, the petroglyphs, dynamite sticks, they're blasted all over the place, all over the mountain. It's, like, horrible. And then when World War II happened, they left all their tools there. They left everything there. They left their mess. Hey, I thought you were supposed to clean up the park. Why are you leaving your rubble here behind for us to look at? This is ugly. Get it out of here. They left it. They went to World War II, and they didn't come back to clean it up.
And it's still there to this day.
It is still there today. You know, I find old tools from the CCC. You know, that are right next to these huge, beautiful petroglyph rocks that have been blown up. You know, half of the story is missing. Now, why is this? Because I believe this story is talking about sacrifice. This story is talking about a tomb that's buried within the mountain. You see? And you ask him, how come, you know, we find petroglyphs on one side of the mountain, but we don't find any petroglyphs on the other side of the mountain? And it's because nothing happened over there. You see? And same way with them blowing up these rocks. It's like, if you're looking for minerals, if you're mining, if you're doing this work, okay, that's fine. But why are you blowing up petroglyphs? Why can't you go blow up that rock that's the same material, that's made out of the same granite as this rock? Why did you pick on the rock with petroglyphs on it, but you didn't pick on this rock over here without?
Yeah,
so it didn't make any sense.
It sounds like a definite man-made intervention. We got to take a quick break, Jeff. We'll be right back, guys. Ah, yes. The Night Zone.
You are in the Night Zone on blogtalkradio.com. Lines are open, 347-324-3287, 347-324-3287. The following program is intended for entertainment and information purposes only. Although the Night Zone takes all precautions to bring you quality information, the Night Zone and its subsidiaries or affiliates do not accept responsibility for information provided by our guests or hosts. The Night Zone is merely the purveyor of information. You, the audience, shall judge the quality of information offered by our guests or host. We remind all of our listeners, KVAD mTOR.
our live audience out there, if you would like chat with our guest, the phone lines are open.
347-324-3287. 347-324-3287.
Or if you are a registered listener, come to the Blog Talk Radio site at www.blogtalkradio.com and search for the Night Zone webpage. Click the blue chat button and join us in the virtual studio. From there, it is merely a click away to talk to our guest.
The Night Zone is merely the purveyor of information. You, the audience, shall judge the quality of information offered by our guests or host. We remind all of our listeners, KVADMTOR,
welcome to the shadows
of the Night Zone. Ladies and gentlemen, your host, Colin Knight.
We are merely the purveyors of the information. I got to tell you, I like that statement. Because we have all kinds of people that come through the Night Zone on a monthly basis. One of our favorites, of course, is Jeff from Petroglyphs in the Sky. He's with us tonight. Jeff, with 20 minutes or so remaining of the show, let's get into this secret base or these entities that are in the mountain. These are spoken of in Indian...
Hello? 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 Damn, got disconnected.
Well, it does appear that we have really upset the gods, if you will, because we've had all kinds of technical problems this evening with Jeff's interview. We're hoping that Jeff will call back in now that it looks like Blog Talk has reset, we'll be right back.
Petroglyphs in the sky, watch some UFOs fly by. We in the southwest Arizona, Sonoran Desert UFOs are among us.
You're in the Night Zone with Colin Knight. Phone lines are open, 347-324-3287. 347-324-3287. That 2012 is speculated to be the end of the world based on the Mayan calendar and other sources. If you are worried or unsure about it, then some uncommon sense, along with a literal Bible prophecy breakthrough, may help. Find out what kind of a year 2012 will be, normal or prophetic, with Tim McHyde. In the Night Zone, watch for the listings.
Welcome to the shadows
of the Night Zone.
Ah, yes.
In the dead of night, when thy winter blows, shall not be healed from the wind which howls about your being. In the dead of night, when your friends have gone, and you sit huddled by the castle's fire. In the dead of night, when all is dark, who will you be tonight?
And who will you be tonight? We had a malfunction at the junction there, Jeff.
Yeah.
I do hope you're back. Don't I see? Ever since we've done that Illuminati show, I don't know exactly. Really, ever since we've done that. So, we have a mountain, and we have lights that seem to be coming in and out of this mountain. Tell me some more about this.
Well, you know, it's fascinating. You know, the Bible and the book of Genesis says that the fallen angels were cast down, and the Nephilim were here and after. You see, it's interesting. To some people, it's like they skip over that. You know, it's like they're talking about the Nephilim. It says that they were here and they were after. You know, they're still here. It's like they were never here. I mean, they were always here. So it's like these things have always been here. And when you ask the natives say when they first got here, they didn't know how to live in the hot, dry desert, or they didn't know how to live here. So they came up out of the sand world. These creatures did, and they taught the natives how to live. and basically promised to return someday. And when you ask, well, when you ask the scientist, you know, it's like, wait, let's try to look at this at a scientific view, okay? So why are these things hanging around mountains? And I believe, I think everything has to do with the fault lines. I think these things are absorbing energy. Watching these things in 2004, these things were right on the east side hanging over a power plant, an electrical major power plant that we have in the city. Now, it's interesting because I've seen photographs since, I think, 1997, 98, something like that, of lights over the nuclear Powder Verde power plant that we have out here in Arizona. And I feel that if they are drawing energy, then they could cause some kind of core meltdown. And I really believe that the government here thinks that also, because it seems like every time when those things are here, when the seasons is just right, when the sun's in position, and when the sun's energy is hitting the fault line energies on the mountain, it opens up doorways. And when this stuff happens, I think the government knows this also, and they start hanging around the major energy spots, which is, you know, like a nuclear power plant or an energy power plant. And I think when they start hanging over the nuclear power plant, they shut part of it down. And this is interesting. For the last 5-6 years now, every time these things are around, when they're supposed to be around, the news comes out and tells us, well, we're going to have... Are we the show over?
You're still there.
So anyway, they shut down some of the nuclear power plant, and they let us know that, you know, they shut it down. Then they turn on all these electrical ones that are scattered throughout the whole city here. Now in 2004, I'm videotaping these lights, and all of a sudden a nuclear a grid goes down. In 2004, a major power plant grid goes down, and they had to pull in a whole new one from California, which took almost a month to get here on, what, a 22-wheeler, foot-long trailer and stuff? I mean, this thing was huge.
Right.
And it's
now, funny you should mention that, because Chris Hawley has written regarding a UFO that was seen almost as if it was suckling on the high-intensity power lines coming out of Canada into the United States.
Oh.
And she wrote that story some time ago, and
it just seems to fit. Yes, I wouldn't doubt that at all. Yes, these things are like an energy source. You know, their whole outlook, their whole being is energy. It's like they're an energy force. You know, this is some kind of supernatural creature that man hasn't seen in a very long time, and I think the only reason why we're able to see all these things up close is because they're coming down closer. You know, each year it seems like they're getting closer and closer. Now they're coming and going from the mountains like they own the place.
They're getting more bold each time, you mean?
Yes, that's correct. And like I said, more is coming. And it's interesting, too, because this is their home, too. In my mind, this is our home, too. And in some stories... You know, in some supposedly mythical stories, when the devastation, when mankind gets wiped out, it's like sometimes one of the excuses was, well, the world was so populated that it got too noisy. It was too loud for the spirits. So the spirits decided to cause a major flood to wipe mankind out because they were too loud. You know, and I'm reading all this, and I'm thinking, wow, you know, if they think the Earth is overpopulated, then what about now? No wonder these things are flying around.
a friend of mine who happens to be a scientist was telling me that we think of Earth as this blue tranquil pool in the oasis of space, but he sent me a wave file of what Earth sounds like from space.
Oh,
and it's horrendous.
Oh,
it
is
the most shrill. I'll send you the file. In fact, I'll put it up on the show's webpage for you. But it is so shrill and disgusting that it would scare anybody off. It invites anger. Let's put it that way.
Is that from the humans or is that just natural?
This is the electromagnetic fields. It's electrical transmission. It's the sound of Earth that man has made, and it's a true sounding of the frequencies that man is affecting into space, and it is horrendous. It's like a bear horn when you're trying to scare off a bear. That's
wow.
how I see the Earth. There's this horrible beacon that is sending off this shrill noise. No wonder if there are people here, they're not here to do as well.
Yeah, and that's another thing too. You know, it's like these things are here, and somebody, whether it's the government, whether it's a private organization, but somebody is watching these things, and they know when these things are going to be here, and they're monitoring this. I'm really glad of this. You know, at least somebody else knows that this is here, even though they're not coming forward. They're watching this thing. They got these black helicopters and white airplanes with these little infrared domes that fly around, you know, and stuff like that. So it's very, they're trying to be secretive, but if you sit there and watch and pay attention, you're going to see what's going on there, you know. And the reason why people's not, you know, seeing it is because they're all busy. They're all, you know, going to work, going to school, you know, they don't have time for this. And this is what I guess the government's kind of counting on. You know, everything is starting to unfold right before our eyes, and no one's seeing it, you know, because no one's talking about it. No one's saying anything about it. And the reason why the government isn't talking about this is because we can learn from the past. We can learn from these holocom people. Look, they saw these Phoenix lights, and they up and disappeared. We can't find them anywhere. If they moved somewhere else, like the archaeologist wants us to believe, well, it got too hot and they left. Okay, fine. Where'd they go? Okay, where's their bones? Where's the evidence? Where is their village? Okay, no. Even when me and you move, we take our belongings with us. But yet the holocom didn't. They left all their stuff here and mysteriously gone. And when you ask the natives what happened, they say, well, the evil spirits got upset and they took these people away. And it's interesting because the petroglyphs show this. The petroglyphs show these bowl-like looking creatures, these phoenix lights, these orbs, picking people up by their heads, and it wasn't very pretty. Now look at the altars that are out here. If they're here to help us and cure cancer and do everything else and make world happy place, then why did they want the blood of our ancestors? Why did mankind spill the blood for these creatures? You know, why are we calling them gods when they're not really gods? When in fact, if this is the way the earth is the way the earth is supposed to be, is mankind is supposed to be controlling these things. You see, they are upset because we are in the likeness of the Creator. So they're jealous of us, and this is the reason why they want us to shed our blood, and they want us to worship them again. Now, if little old me can figure out all this, that means anybody else can figure this out. And this is the reason why they haven't came down and said, hey, we're here, you know, we're here to talk to you, blah, 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 is because they're not here to help us. They want us to worship them, and I think that if that did happen, people are going to say, well, wait a minute, you were here before, and look at the evidence. Well, where'd these people go? Well, look at these altars. Right.
There's a question coming out of the virtual studio. I want to get it in. We have 10 minutes remaining of the show, so I want to make sure we get the questions in. Question is, are they still having sightings in Phoenix? Well, your recent YouTube was March, was it not?
Oh, yeah, we just had a creature fly over the house today. He was so fast I wasn't able to get him on film, but my son, made my aware, and I went out there, and sure enough, it was another one of those black spiders.
Right, and he was just coming screaming across your house.
More is coming. They're here for sure, and I'm trying to get out to the mountain in the mornings because that's the best time to see them. So, keep checking my YouTube channel for new sightings. I'm doing some old stuff with some new music and things like that, some new stuff to it. Right. And I've got some new stuff up there also. So keep checking
and
YouTube.
I have to do one more jump here. We'll be right back, guys.
Okay.
Warning, this is a restricted area. Warning, this is a restricted area. You are entering the night zone.
IPV is a recent phenomenon which has raised its ugly head and manifested itself throughout the internet chat land.
Shall discuss IPVs, what they are, how to identify, and how to reduce their efficiency to feed on internet chat. IPV, Internet Psychic Vampires.
Are they real?
Yes, IPVs. We looked at IPVs last year.
The internet psychic vampires, and they continue to do their dirty deeds throughout the chat rooms. Coming up in May, we'll have an IPV special. Don't miss it.
Warning, this is a restricted area. Warning, this is a restricted area. You are entering the Night Zone. Have you seen something in the sky? Had a paranormal experience? Want to talk about it with others who are experienced anonymously? Point your browser at the FTTOUFO.com website and report your experience. Talk with others. Allow their investigative team to help you make sense of your experience. The FTTOUFO.com website. Check it out.
The story you are about to hear is true.
The story you're definitely about to will be true. I'm going to cut that one short, Hans, because, you know, we're not in the advertising business. I want to hear some more from Jeff here. So, you know, apologize to whoever I stepped on by kicking that up. Let's get back to some voice here. So Jeff, do you think that they're just can't believe that we don't know they're there because they've always been there?
Well, here's the bottom line. The reason why they haven't made contact is because they can't fool us. And this is how they were able to fool the people last time. If you look at the history here, when the people got here, they didn't know how to live. All right. So these things came up and taught them. Okay. History is going to repeat itself again. So I think 2012 is about to approach. The scientists have let us know. Look, the world. The scientists have said that the world is going to turn, whether it's going to be one big pole shift or it's going to go slowly. Like, and I believe it could be doing this now because this is the reason why so much floods is going on in the earth, so much hurricanes and earthquakes and things like this is because the earth is turning. And I think everyone is talking about this, man. 2012, doomsday. Now, I think there's a lot of people out there, you know, that might try to make this happen. I mean, look at some of these terrorists. All right, they figure, well, you know, it's going to go down anyway, so let's escalate things just a little bit. So I think what could happen is something major could happen before 2012, and according to some scrolls, 2/3 of the world it will be gone, but there will be survivors to this Holocaust. Now, whether it happens in the next year or so, go ahead. Are we off the air?
No, go ahead.
It's going to be in 2012 or maybe in a year after 2012. And that's the thing. See, 2012, according to our calendar, is a little bit different. So 2012 could be 2013 for us. So this is interesting. This is something that we got to find out. But anyway, my point is, we don't need them yet. So I think whenever this devocation, whenever this Holocaust happens again, there will be survivors to this. There won't be any food, there won't be any water, but yet they're going to see these phoenix lights. And one's going to come down and turn himself into a man. All right, now the petroglyphs show this already. They like to take the shape of humans. And it will be so easy for him to come down and say, hey, I'm God, I'm here to help you. And then mankind will need him. You see, they will need this supernatural being for survival. And yet he's gonna fool people. He's gonna fool people one more time. And this is called the Antichrist.
Yeah, I was about to say.
Some people think this Antichrist is gonna be some kind of human man because you know apparently the two Antichrists, Hitler and Napoleon, they were supposed to be the two. But I think this third one is gonna be a man also. Absolutely not. Read your scrolls, read your history, read your Bible. It says this is going to be a supernatural guy. He's going to be a supernatural guy, right? And who else? And he's a dragon. I find dragons up here on the petroglyph walls up here, right? What I'm filming right now, what people are seeing right now are the demons to this dragon that's about to happen, right? There is going to be a galactic war. And you know what? The petroglyphs show this on the mountain. Apparently there was a galactic war here at one time. And apparently there was another race here, another race with four arms, and they had this magical staff. Now, when you do the history on these Viamatis in India, they talk about these heavenly bodies that had these magical staffs that actually went to war with these creatures that was on the human side. And after this war was done, they buried their weapons back in their tombs because they're going to come back and use it again. Right? Now, that story seems to fit with the petroglyphs out here also. Right? I find the same kind of four-armed guys with these magical staffs, and they're shooting at supernatural things in the sky. They're shooting at serpents, and they're shooting at, you know, orbs in the sky. And
yeah.
another race is on the human side, and they're actually going to war with these creatures. So
right.
I think...
Hey, Jeff, I got to break you here because we're running out of time very, very quickly. I just want to make sure that everybody's on the same program. Petroglyphs in the Sky, either on YouTube or just Google search it. It'll come up on this show, and here Jeff's link will be on this show. We want you to check out those YouTubes. There's some fantastic stuff out there. Jeff, once again, it's been an absolute pleasure, but we've blown through almost an hour.
That's incredible. You know, I just got done with some orbs that I'm going to be putting up on YouTube tonight. So it's called
Great.
Orbs Out My Window. So go ahead and take a look at that. It'll be up in about a couple hours from now.
Fabulous.
And thank you
Jeff,
so much for having me on the show.
Jeff, I'm going to have you back in a month or so, and we'll pick up from where we left off tonight. So how's that?
That sounds great. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Jeff. It's been an absolute pleasure. Ladies and gentlemen, Jeff Woolwine from Petroglyphs in the Sky. You got to go to the website. Yeah, you got to go and check it out. It will blow you away. The information that's up there regarding the Phoenix Lights and the like, there is no other site like it. So I strongly suggest that if you get the chance, Petroglyphs in the Sky. You know what? We're there already. Hey, Night Zoners, got a minute? I'm sure we all know someone who is experiencing difficult times during this recession, either with unemployment or financial problems or in relationships. I have friends like that. I would like to remind you that we are all in this together. So if you have friends experiencing hardships, support them with your advice. If you have acquaintances who are having rough times, nurture them with your friendship. Show them kindness. If you have family members who are having difficulties, show them your love. And if you have people in your life who have almost given up, throw them a lifeline of kindness. Remember the golden rule, but for the grace of God, go I. Blessings upon your household. Until then, next time we meet, God bless.
You are in the Night Zone on blogtalkradio.com. Production in association with BlogTalkRadio.com.